Ephesians 1:6. It's a message of grace, and by the way, we have a little booklet or a folder pamphlet that is called The One Sure Way to Heaven, The Grace Way. So remember, we specialize in the gospel, the grace of God, and if you'd like to have this message, this printed message, you write to the North Shore Church, Sheridan Road and Wilson Avenue. That is Pastor J.C. O'Hare, 1011 Wilson Avenue, Chicago, and it'll be sent to you free of cost. Now these wonderful verses, and I ask you to just do what the Lord says, receive with meekness the implanted word which is able to save your soul. Then he says, I commend you as Christians to the word of God's grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among them that are sanctified. Here is a message of grace for both sinner and saint. Now remember this, the human race, so far as the adults are concerned, are divided into just two groups spiritually, dead sinners and living saints. As sure as you're alive, as sure as there is a God, as sure as two and two are four, this is true. There are only two classes of adults in the world, dead sinners and living saints. And just that sure, you belong to one of these two groups. Now, when you come by faith to Calvary, where Jesus Christ, by the grace of God, tasted death for every man, and receive him as your Savior unto the saving of your soul, God takes you out of Adam and puts you in Christ. And if any man be in Christ, there is a new creation. And then you are no longer a dead sinner, but you are a living saint. For we read in Ephesians that Paul addressed his message to the saints, and he says in Ephesians 2:5, even when we were dead in sins, God hath made us alive, for by grace he is saved, and he's raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenlies in Christ. Now there's another truth that we want to emphasize again, and that is this truth, that the greatest single truth that any man on this earth or any woman can know or any child is this, that in the matter of being saved from the wrath to come, God's eternal wrath, it does not depend upon what man does for God, but what God does for man. We are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. You can never be God's workman until you are first God's workmanship. Before you can go to work for God and have your works accepted, you must be worked upon by God. Salvation is of the Lord, and a man can receive nothing except it be given him from above. Men have always been saved by grace. There's always been grace under all economies of God in all ages. But this is distinctly, peculiarly, the dispensation and age of grace. We're living under the reign of grace. Where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Now, grace excludes boasting and religion and all of that. You do not have to keep the commandments. You do not have to join the church. You do not have to be good. Christ died for the ungodly in order to be saved. After you are saved, then God expects your service. He wants you to abstain from bear every appearance of evil, and let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. That is after you are saved. But before that, you say, nothing in my hand I bring, simply to the cross I cling. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God. It is the gift of God, not of yourself. Not of works, lest any man should boast. Ephesians 2:8-9. Now that fits right into this, so let's read Ephesians 1:3-8. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenlies in Christ. Now notice, we have here the sovereignty of God in the matter of the sinner's salvation. There are two aspects to divine truth, and we should not emphasize one to the exclusion of the other. Human responsibility is set forth in the Bible, as also is God's divine sovereignty. In the first chapter of Ephesians, we have the emphasis upon God's work, the work of God toward the sinner, as we do have in 2 Timothy 1:9, where we read that we're saved and called with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to God's grace and purpose, which was given us in Christ before the foundation of the world. What manifest in the appearing of Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life with a guarantee of incorruptibility to light through the gospel. So we read in Ephesians 1:4, this spiritual blessing is according as God hath chosen us in Christ before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blemish or blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself according to the good pleasure of his will. According to the good pleasure of his will. And remember this, God is love, and God is the God of all grace, and God is omnipotent and omniscient and omnipresent. And nothing causes God greater delight than to save a sinner. God is a just and a holy and a righteous judge, but thank God, he is a compassionate, loving, merciful Savior, and he hath not dealt with us according to our sin nor rewarded us according to our iniquity, but he remembers our frame that we're dust, and according to the good pleasure of his will, he offers this salvation and does this saving. Now notice the sixth verse, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Grace, 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 all through Ephesians. Six times, six chapters, and 12 times we read grace. You can go in Matthew, Mark, and Luke and find much grace. But in all of those chapters, in the matter of salvation, you'll never find the word grace once. That's what we mean when we say there's a difference between grace in salvation, or grace in a dispensation, and the dispensation of grace. When the Lord was speaking to the people here, he said, enter to in, strive to enter in at the straight gate, and go sell all that you have, and keep the commandments, and many other things mixed with grace. But thank God our message today is an unmixed message of grace. We have redemption through the blood of Christ, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of God's grace. Now, it'll be in the ages to come that God will show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through the Lord Jesus Christ. We have no way to compute or measure or fathom this wonderful statement, the riches of God's grace, but think of it. It's according to the riches of God's grace, even as my God shall supply all your need, according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus our Lord. Now God hath made us accepted in the beloved. And this word accepted is the verb form of grace. You just say this and just let it sink into your heart, not only your head, wherein God hath graced us in Christ. God hath graced us in Christ. Now, if you're saved because God hath graced you in Christ. And in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. And God says, I want you to know that's according to the riches of God's grace, so you won't have any doubt about it. Now, after we're saved by the grace of God, God says that where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. But he says, because we're saved by grace, shall we continue in sin? God forbid. God's grace that is adequate and altogether sufficient for all the sins of all the sinners in the world and for the guiltiest and vilest of all sinners, as well as for the most respectable, refined, cultured, beautiful, religious lady, philanthropic, and benevolent gentleman, all need the same grace of God. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and there's no difference. We all need the grace of God. But after we're saved by the grace of God, God is able to make all grace abound toward us, that always, having all sufficiency, we might abound toward every good work. No matter what the test, the trial, or the task may be, God says, my grace is sufficient for thee. Some people are sorry for God. They think that people will take advantage of grace. Well, beloved, you don't have to sympathize with God. He knows how to handle and chasten his own people. But remember, there's a great difference between becoming a saint by grace through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and living to the glory of God by God's all-sufficient grace. Now remember the little message we offered you in print, free of cost. We have 135 different books in print. You can get a list of our publication. We'd be very glad to hear from you. We do appreciate it. Will you tell others of our broadcast? Until our next broadcast, Pastor J.C. O'Hare saying goodbye and God bless you.